The Father, name in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Say, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Hallelujah. Like I said to us, Amen is his name. Hallelujah. Mark 16 from verse 16. And Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He says, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Say, in my name will cast out devils. They will cast out devils. Say, they will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, with the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Luke 24, this is 46. And he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it behooves Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead. They told me, and that repentance and remission of sins were preached in his name amongst all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. It is. We are witnesses of these things. John 20. Verses 22. He said, when I have spoken to them, when I said this to them, he brought from them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins he forgive, I forgive. He said, I whosoever ye retain, I retain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we said, this will be Jesus' instructions within the 40 days. And that instruction, or this instruction, will be, we'll say it will be God's call into his project in the earth. Right? We say it will be God's call into his building project in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we say this project, God's project, will be his project from the beginning, from Genesis. Hallelujah. From Genesis. So when you read this instruction, you say God's calling to his project. So when you read this instruction, Jesus is reading out this instruction from the scriptures. Hallelujah. So that means when I read the scriptures, I will see God's call to man. God's call of man into his project. Hallelujah. Look at Deuteronomy 6. Deuteronomy 6, go ahead. Deuteronomy 6, verse 7. It says, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Now, I'll start with verse 6. It says, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. Is that salvation? Yes. It says, and thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children. And thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest on the way, by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Did you see? Meaning this call is the same thing to preach the gospel. What Moses is saying is that this call captures every part of the human life. Every part of it. Hallelujah. This call into God's project is our life. It's our life. That's what Moses is saying about that. It involves every part of you, any part. But we say we are not saved unto ourselves. No. We are saved to live for him who gave his life for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is the Lord? It involves for us. So, in Genesis 1:28, we said that we find ourselves assignment given to his children. Right? Right? Yes. Even those children multiply, replenish and fill the earth. Replenish the earth to refill the earth. So it is not procreation. It's actually God's task in all the earth. Heaven and earth in all the earth. Heaven in all the earth. Right? Hallelujah. We said deals with men. Men. And in 1 Timothy 2:4, we saw that. 1 Timothy 2:4, from verse 3 to 4, Paul will say, God's desire is to have all men. Not all the earth. Right? Hallelujah. All men saved. All men saved. And come to the knowledge of the truth. All men saved.
That's God's plan.
All men
to be saved. Hallelujah. So, we established earlier that we are both, or we are all in partnership with God in what He's building in the earth. Right? Hallelujah. And at the same time, we are His building. So we are partnering with Him in what He's building, and we are His building. You remember that? I would say it's ongoing. Hallelujah. And how God is doing it is what God is giving us through men, His men, He's giving us to build other men. What are following me? Hallelujah. And as I said, the partnership is not only gratuitous. It's ongoing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, and we said, when we say building men, it involves coming into His temple. Is that it? Is that it? His temple? Is that, I'll build my church? Okay, so the building of the church is not continuous. When Jesus used that word, I'll build my church, he's talking about what? The establishment of the church, right? And the gate of hell will not prevail. Yet, He wants men to be, to come in, right?
Yes,
and then grow, not just be saved, but grow. So I told us, it's not to get people saved that is the main thing they do. Being saved is very vital. But also as important as being saved is to ensure that believers grow in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that means, we said, this call is a call into God's number one project in the earth. God's number one project in the earth. And God's number one project in the earth is what? Soul. God's number one project in the earth. Soul. Glory to God. Soul. Amen. Amen. So let's see a few other things to do with this. Look at Galatians 4:19. Galatians 4:19.
My little children of whom I travail in death, again travail, again until Christ be found in you.
Hallelujah.
Until Christ be found in you.
Hallelujah.
So, God's task is for Christ to be formed in men. For Christ to be formed. So the first step is to get saved.
You know that?
Amen. Is to get saved. God's task is for Christ to be formed in men. And this deals with building godly attributes in the man who believes. So, it is not enough that a man is saved. He ought to be nurtured for growth till Christ be formed. That is spiritual growth. It goes spiritual. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the first one we're asking is, what are you building? What are you building? Workers in Saint Pavilion Church, what are you building? What are you building? I would say, no other foundation has been laid, and that which, no other foundation has been laid, and that which is already laid, which is what? Christ. 1 Corinthians 3, right?
Christ.
That's what that's straight there.
Christ. So what are you believing? What is the specification of Christ?
Hallelujah.
What is the specification of Christ?
What then are you building?
What then are you building? God is building through us. And I don't know, it also involves your will.
We're going to see that shortly.
It involves your will. So what are you building?
Only the last 1 year, what are you building?
What are you building?
Do you even have the men that you are building?
What are you building? What have you been doing as a worker? Now I told us, your being a worker is not first about the department you are handling in church. The department you are handling in church is important.
Yes, it's important.
Because the department you are handling is what the department is needed to ensure that the work of ensuring that men are effectively disciples is done. Right? But that is not the main work. The main work is men. Then, your department in church. The department in church, how you handle it, tells us how you are growing to. Yes, we know. But men also is very important.
Hallelujah.
I was saying, to take your eyes off men is to be backsliding. Never forget it. Your church workers, what are you doing? What are you doing? Hallelujah. As I ask you that question, I'm also asking myself, what are we doing? How effective has been what you have been? As you are rising, cast your mind back in the last 1 year. From workers together with the Lord to now, what are you building? Ask yourself, what have you been building within the last 1 year? Do you have a map? Do you have a plan on what you're building? Hallelujah. Let's see you again. We can build or one can build his or her own structure, his own thing outside what God is doing. You have some people, you can go ahead building your own thing outside what God is building. You must ask yourself, we will ask the question, what are you building? Ask, what is God building? That must be what I should be building. Hope you're following me. That should be what I am building. What are you building? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is God building? Not building according to God's pattern is building in vain. It is building in vain. We have such examples of men who began to build according to their own pattern, not according to God's pattern. We have examples of men in scriptures who took on building their own thing outside what God is doing in the earth. You saw what God is doing in the earth, right? His temple. His temple. Let's see something quickly. In 1 Corinthians 3, from verse 9 to 13. Remember, 1 Corinthians 3, 9 to 13. Showed us for we are laborers together with God. We are God's working. We are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid a foundation and another builder general. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon.
For all foundation can never lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now the better man build upon this foundation. Gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. So he said, we are building Christ. That's what we have there. Verse 11, which is Christ. So we are building Christ. Hallelujah. We are to build Christ in them. I would say that is the foundation laid by the foundational apostles. Building any other thing aside what has been laid for us is wrong. It's wrong. In Genesis 1, we saw what God is building. God is building his temple in all the earth. God is building his temple, heaven and earth. That's what God is doing in all the earth. He is building his temple in all the earth. Hallelujah. So, from Genesis, we can see what God is doing. By Genesis 11, let's see, man. Let's see what they began to do. Look at Genesis 11 quickly. Genesis 11. Verses 3. And they said one to another, go to, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they had precious for salt and slime. Had they for butter. And they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach up to heaven. And let us make us a name. You see that? And let us make us a name. Verse 5, and the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men built. So what they were building was not a skyscraper, I promise. No. They were building a tower. That word power there, tower, is the word in the Hebrew, Midah. It's like building a pulpit. A pulpit is Zurgat. That is a temple. They were building a temple. Hallelujah. A temple. And their aim isn't God, but their own name. That their name would let us make us a name. Did you see that? Did you see that? But what is God doing? Heaven and earth. I am light. Showing that God's temple is about God. And he's the one doing it. Watch this too. God is the one building his temple in the earth. But now, men decided they wanted to make their temple. Did you see that? Hope you are seeing that. So, firstly, their specification for their temple was about themselves. They are about themselves, not God. They are all. They are all. That is idol worship. So the issue in Genesis 11 is idol worship. You see that? Let us make us a name. It's not God. So they were not building according to specification. I will build. You see that? Hallelujah. God is the one building, not man. Not man that is building, it's God. We are partnering with God. But they know they are building according to their own specification. Hope you are seeing this. Selfishness. I don't worship. Why? You know, some people might not know and say, they are building a wonderful temple for God. But no. That wasn't God's specification. Can you see that? Amen. Sometimes men's applause is not a guarantee that we're on the right track. Sometimes. Many times. It's not a guarantee on the right track. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us make up the name. Selfishness. Idol. So that means when you have your interest at heart in the work of ministry, it's idol worship. You can't do ministry with your own interest at heart. No! Some people think ministry is a means for making money or becoming wealthy. No! That is not the ministry of our Lord Jesus. That is idol worship. When ministry is about your pocket, when the work of God is about your pocket, then you are building your own specification. You are worshipping an idol, not God. I showed us. If there's anything that is placed alongside that people can derail with easily in the worship of God, it's money. Money! So be careful. Hallelujah. What are you learning? Money. Yourself. Greed! You can do ministry with greed! You cannot serve God with greed in your mind. It's not God you're serving. You're serving yourself. You're serving your lust. You are building outside pattern. Okay, follow me. Outside pattern. Hallelujah! That is why you will see that God emphasized to Moses, make it according to pattern. It's a pattern. According to the pattern shown you. I want to be that pattern. God. So what Moses was giving them was a shadow, but yet it was according to pattern. Moses is not saying this is where God is. He's telling them this is what God will build in the earth. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Moses didn't have himself. Now, Moses' temple was what? Is it a counter-narrative? Moses' temple was a counter-narrative to the Zurugat? Yes. What's the difference? Man's specification, God's specification. This is what God will do. Moses wasn't building a temple for God. No. But someone built a temple, but someone built a temple for God. Someone was a preacher. He's a king. I'm going to show you that story. He's a king. And as a king, he's supposed to teach. So when you get to Kings, quickly, watch the first Kings. Quickly, let's see what's to the body. First Kings, quickly. Okay. Kings chapter 8. Now, Solomon was dedicating what he has built. Look at what he said. Now, look at the same as he said, now, O God of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou spake unto thy servants David my father, but will God indeed dwell on this on the earth? Behold, the heaven and the levels of the heavens cannot contain thee. How much more, how much less this house which I have built? Did you see that? Even Solomon knew that God cannot dwell in that thing. Say, heavens of heavens, heavens, the heavens of heavens, cannot contain thee. How much more this house? So someone is giving that disclaimer that I did not build house of God. This is a teaching note. This is a specification for what God is going to do in the end. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's very vital. Very vital. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Make this happen, champion. So, what will be the pattern? It will be God that will bend it out. And we will partner with him. You see that? We will partner with him. So the moment I leave God's pattern in the partnership, I begin to do my own. Then, I'm backsliding. I'm not building according to pattern. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So what is God's pattern? Himself. Himself. Jesus is in my Father's house. Hallelujah. Look at Leviticus 10:1. Leviticus 10, verse 1. Let's see some other people who built Yahweh. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire there, and put incense there, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. Listen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He offered strange fire. Strange fire. Strange fire means no fire. That is hell. Remember I told you, the fire in the altar is prayer. So they offer no fire. Hallelujah. So that means we are not building, we are going to get this shopping. We are not building with prayer. I am building. When a man is building, when a man is partnering with God in his building in the earth, and he doesn't pray, he's not trusting God, he's trusting his intellect. He's offering self. It's strange fire. Strange fire! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Offering self. Self there is personal works. Not different from Genesis 11. Let us make us a name. When a man is involved in the work of ministry and does not make prayer primary, he's saying, I don't need God's help. I'm not building according to God's pattern. I'm building my own pattern. That's what he said. And why you cannot afford not to pray. You walk. How?
Ha ha. Very easy.
Zabadibahabara. That has changed tonight. I said we receive tonight the spirit of supplication.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. We will come true. I trust God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Look at the book of Acts. We have made to the offers just built not according to pattern. The book of Acts. Paul had to deal with them. Who had their own specification? Paul had to deal with them. Paul had to deal with people who had their own specification that was not God's specification. They gained clout. They had clout. Most times, clout might not be a personal guy you are doing the right thing. Neither is it a mark you are doing the wrong thing. So never judge a ministry or a work by clout. Amen. There are even people who are not much. Just few. And what they are doing, the concussion the concussion they are making. Even of that they are being used as oil cannot stand it. They have done so many concussions. So you can't say because there are plenty, it's false doctrine. No. Then I can say because they are small, it's sound doctrine. No. Amen. Hope you are hearing this. But this guy have come. Look at Acts of Apostles quickly, chapter 15. Acts 15, quickly. Paul had to deal with them. In fact, they became a stumbling block in Paul's ministry by Acts of Apostles chapter 21. Hallelujah. That is one. Acts 51. It says, and certain men which came down from Judah put the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised, after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. Ah! Which certification is this? Even Moses didn't give this certification. Did you hear that? Moses gave them a circumcision law as a symbol, not the real thing. Did you see that? Hallelujah. These guys are not building. And they say they are building with God. And as they say, except you are circumcised with the circumcision of Moses, you cannot be saved. What kind of talk is that? Then when they say, look at the verse, by, look at verse 2. When Peter, Paul, and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through. Now look at verses 5. And there was certain of the sect of the Pharisees who believed, saying that it is, listen, that it is needful to circumcise them and to command, I mean, you know, and concord to keep the law of Moses. Do you see that? Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That it was needful. And that they should, so it's not saying people don't have born again, they should circumcise them and to keep the law of Moses. How? How? In the church, people were not building their own specifications. That is not what God has specified. They were not bringing in law. This is what in Galatians, so look at what Paul called them Galatians 2. What should Galatians 2? Verse 4. He says, and that because of false brethren, all our words brought in, who came in privy to spy out our liberty, which will happen for us, Jesus. That they might bring us into bondage. Then they will not say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We call them false brethren. That building is resolved. Hallelujah. In chapter 3, Paul now tell them who has finished you. He has been dealing with false brethren and he spoke works. So they taught works. Do you get that? As a means of being saved. No. Hallelujah. 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 They call them false brethren. Strange brethren. That was me. Strange brethren. He therefore means, as a worker, I must watch my appetite. Watch my appetite. What are you thinking? Watch your desires. Watch your appetite. I just said something years back. I said, ministry, I'm in bed and drinks. Watch your appetite. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at Paul to the elders in Acts of Apostles 28. Acts 20. Verse 28. It says here, it says, take heed therefore to yourselves and to all the flocks which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which is purchased with his own blood. 1 Peter, put your hands in Acts with me. 1 Peter 5. And verse 1. It is the elders, we did among you, and it's us. We did among our God. It says, whom am also an elder and witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that should be revealed. Fill the flock of God. Who is among you? Seeking the oversight thereof, not by conscience, but willingly, not for beauty to come, but of the ready mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to see this now. Paul said, take heed to thyself. When it says take heed to thyself, it means watch your appetite. Watch your appetite. Your tax is towards men in the service of God. Not towards men for your belly. That's not the same. Sometimes people can switch it without knowing. But how can you treat this advice with prayer? Okay, enemy, prayer! Prayer kills your will, kills your desire, shuts your appetites. And the only appetite you have is that of God. The only desires you have is the desires of God. Okay, hear me. Hallelujah. Prayer shuts your appetites. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It says, take notes. He calls us overseers. He says, feed the flock which God has made thee. God by the Holy Ghost has made thee overseers. That word overseers there is the word that implies one who is in charge of another on behalf of someone else. You are in charge of somebody who is under another person. For example, let me put it like this. You are watching over. The word overseer means to watch over someone on behalf of another person. Did you see that? You are watching over men on behalf of God. Paul will say, when they kill shepherd. Did you see that? I hope you see that. Chief shepherd is the one whom we are watching for. Do you get me? We are watching men. We are watching over men for him. For him, 1 Peter 5 verse 4. For him. Is the chief shepherd. Pray, enemy. An overseer. They are not an overseer. I'm outside for people. There is just one attitude that I didn't like there about someone who became a pastor and was now turned into command. Let me not get into it. Turned it. I don't have that. No, it's not about me. Hallelujah. Not about you. Have you heard the word? It's not about you. Remember, you are an overseer. You are an overseer. Overseer means you are looking over men to another person. That's what I'm putting in. You are in charge of men for another person. It's just like an MD who is not the owner. You are managing the company for the owner who might be a CEO or who might be the chairman. You see that? That's it. That's what it is. Overseer. The end is the overseer, but not the owner. Okay, enemy. Manage it. That's what it's for. But you know, you are going to be given account to the main owner. As a worker, that's the business of life. Always we give account to everyone. Everyone. Why? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So therefore, you are to build on behalf of the one who you are overseeing for. You are building on behalf of the one you are overseeing for. And why are you overseeing for? God. Do you see that? You are going to build on behalf of him according to his pattern. According to the foundation that has been laid. You can have the foundation of 4 bedrooms and you are building 3 bedrooms. How now? Ah, consequence.
All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, how do we build? How do we build? We are to build by precedence and by example. Let's go back to that first Peter 5. First Peter 5. First Peter 5. It says, verses 2, it says, feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but with of a ready mind, neither as being lord over God's heritage. This is that, but being examples to the flock, to both. So you build by example. So that means they are a leader, a worker. It's not just an administrator like giving command. Help them, boost that, boost that. Now turn, for example, an ending. Now turning the staff of the organization to his own personal errand boy. And then you know what? Listen, when you are working with your parents, they have to be fetching that too. How? Because I'll help you. I'll manage you. How? See that? You must manage him according to the specification in his JD. See that? They will give him instructions according to that. Young fuck. Okay, what do you mean?
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We are to build by examples. So, we are examples to the flock. Examples of the flock. Tell you what to pause. And we are examples of force in conduct. In conduct. Conduct amongst ourselves as workers. What is our conduct amongst ourselves? Conduct amongst ourselves. Our love work. What our love work like?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
What our love work like? Love work like? What our love work like? Love work like? What are they like?
Hallelujah. Praise God.
What is your walk in the spirit like? How do you conduct yourself? How do you conduct yourself? How? How do you conduct yourself? Amongst them that are loud. How do you conduct yourself? do you serve the Lord? That is how the question comes. Therefore, comes the question, how do you serve the Lord? How do you serve the Lord? You know, something you will see in the Father, that partnership we have with the Lord. That partnership we have with the Lord is service. Never miss it. That partnership. We are partners together with the Lord. We are co-workers with the Lord. Is service. So that means, in building men, we are serving the Lord. We are serving the Lord. So in that partnership, we have a door. How do we serve? Hallelujah. Look at Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. Verses 9. It is thou art not righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even that God, and anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Do you see that? And anointed thee with the oil of gladness above your fellows. This is about the ministry of the Son, the ministry of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And right now people say, the ministry of Jesus is carried out with what? Gladness. I love how Pastor Shavu will put it. He said the oil for service is joy, gladness, and release. God! Gladness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's go.
And it's believed that the writer, yes, reading Deuteronomy 28. Let's watch to Deuteronomy 28. Verses 47. Are you there? It is because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for abundance of all things. So how do we serve the Lord? Joyfulness and with gladness. Did you see that? Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So we see the ministry of Jesus is coming up with joy. Gladness. Doing deeds with a cheerful heart. Hallelujah. A cheerful heart. Joy. Always joyful. You find it in all the ministry of the apostles. We are always filled with joy. Hallelujah. Jesus left their side with joy. Gladness. That is Luke chapter 24 verse 51. They came back with gladness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By Acts 4. They told them to preach the gospel. The Bible says they went to pray. When the prayer was filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost. That means they had joy. Right? By Acts 5. They flocked publicly. Bible said they rejoice. Hallelujah. You find it in their ministry full of joy. Hallelujah. You know what joy does? Let me tell you kids, a few things around that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joy, a cheerful heart, is a heart that is always willing to forgive. Willing to forgive. Willing to walk in the Spirit. Willing to forgive, walk in the Spirit. How do you conduct yourself among yourself? As workers. In your departments. Sometimes you think your members are not watching. They are. They are. How do you conduct yourself? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. How do you conduct yourself? You cannot. Hallelujah. What God forgiveness does is that it leaves a man with grudges. You cannot say you are building with the Lord and you are living in grudges. Hallelujah. you are dealing with the law and you have grudges, it's not a good thing. It's not a good way to build. Not a good way to build. Amongst workers. Amongst our friends. There comes the question. How willing are you to serve? How willing are you to walk in love? How willing? You can't say you are working with the Lord, building with the Lord, and you're not having an example of forgiveness. Of God living without grudge.
So remember, growing up, part of the people that I didn't like growing up were people who have bicycles. I didn't like them one bit, but I didn't have one. So when you beg them, let me drive your bicycle, they say, okay, drive from here to there. The rest you just want to drive. They just say, come now for my bicycle job. I'm looking at them. I don't have to tell you fast to buy your bicycle. Just looking at them, driving the bicycle, just pray. No push, just carry. That is good. They didn't want to just carry you. Then you know. That is wickedness in the house. Wickedness. That is what God is doing. Somebody has a ball. You know those people that used to have ball to play, want to play ball in the street. Those people that have ball are usually the most difficult people to work with. They will be number one or two people on the pitch. And yet they want to be the ones to choose who will play. Once you dribble them, once dribble, they will carry their ball. And say, you are not playing the game. I don't want to go around. I want to go with this guy. Just be praying, no worry. You will catch them, see your ball. Sometimes we now put much money and say, okay, I beg, I'm not dribbling here. We now play the ball and go. We know that house. There's always one house. When there's that one place that will be there to see the ball, we'll just play there and run away. She said because you have fun. Oh, it's easy. No. I'm sorry. You just play what you want to do. You just play to go and hit the person's door. And then you hit the person's door. Everybody will just run at this door. The person will just come out and pick it up. That's what God is doing. You'll be happy to see people fall. That is demonic. It wouldn't be found in ministry. So you should never have God. Never even allow him to sit down. Should you hear me?
Yes, sir.
And the God is happening. The God wants to sit down. No, we will sit down. I will deal with it tomorrow. Don't allow him to sit down. Ah! Iwo. And you are a worker. Helele, worker. No worker in Man City. Not those who work in Lulu.
Yeah.
Amen. Worker. Do you know the funny thing? You want to speak in the mouth? Not a machine. Keep quiet me! You are carrying a brother in your mind. He's not going anywhere. I'm telling you, it's empty. Once you have courage in your mind, get it. Open everything. I'm talking to everybody here tonight. So you cannot build in grudges. See, let me warn you. We are as a church, sent by the Lord. We are building together. We're not building alone. Hope you will be a team. As a church. When I told you we are building as a church, imagine we are building it. And you are not carrying God. We'll catch you. Not to sell our work. You are going to be deceiving them, man. See? She's building. I want to build. Is not building. with God. You scatter the work. You don't need church. Hey! We're going to deal with this shortly in 1 Corinthians. Paul had the church in Corinth. We're going to open the 1 Corinthians 6. Amen. Lord! Amongst even yourself. Amongst yourself. Some people is amongst cell leader and cell member. How? Cell leader is beefy cell member. Not here. I don't used to talk to my cell leader. You just come and have fellowship and go home.
And then we will pray together. Minister to yourself.
Minister to yourself. It's not coming. How will he come? How will he come? Minister. The land is green. It's green. The land is green. At the top. At the orange. At the orange. They will not collect anything. They will look at it. They will see me. Amen. That nonsense is that. You don't receive. You cannot receive in grudges. You cannot. What are you feeling as a church? In order to say, what are you building? I see us as a church. What are we building? We are building Christ. And we're building Christ to go into grudges. Grudges is an hindrance. Show me. You can hear me. Eagles, in the night, you can hear me. I don't know it in our side. It's only God that can help us in our side. Everyone that has a thousand men can help us. Amen. Amen. Stop asking to make a place in our house, Mama. It's synonymous to Calabar. Amen. 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 I know Isaac is not Calabar. Are you Calabar? You are Uru. What? So, say something in language. When you are having grudges, hope you understand your language. When you are having grudges and you are dealing with grudges, it's called Ntontoro. What is Ntontoro? Like a one liner. Deceiver! Drop! How is this? Boom! Tonto! Amen! Glory to God!
Hallelujah!
Glory to God!
Hallelujah!
But rather, you should be reading what's the song song. What? You are taking on your language. Thanksgiving. You should be with them. Glory to God! Alright, let me not go in also. Very soon I will come here. I will speak in English and I will get to it. In Europe. Yoruba and Hausa. That's a twisted in the spirit, you know. Hear that? Glory to God. I hope Isaac will teach me more. You teach me, you know your language, right? Or you have forgotten? You don't know. Because I know. Amen. By your side, she's only English she can speak. Doesn't know her language at all. I've never heard her since she was born speak her language. She only travels to the village for weekend and come back on Monday. Where will you come?
Hallelujah.
But let's continue. 1 Corinthians 6, right? Let's get there. You cannot the building with grudges. You see, there were people who had grudges in the church at Corinth. Paul did not write to those people alone. He had care for the church because that is a dent on what you have been. That is a dent. How? Grudges. In fact, they are all now way further. Amen. If you go down takes Amen to God. Amen. Now carries Michael to God. He's not taking his name to God. I have a case against him. And the son of your God. Glory! On Monday you meet in God.
They are standing in Wittenberg, standing in defender. They zoom. Who you want, brother? Brother, kill them. This is one of them. Yeah. It is one. When you are coming, when you are coming to take our Santos, you don't know we are present. Can you not know? You are telling me Bitcoin. You don't know we are present. Barigo. You don't know we are present. I gave you my money. I gave you plantain in return and three tomatoes. Is that what my money is for? Bitcoin. No! George, sir. And what do you want? Justice. George, sir, I plead my case that he will not remove the breaking that he came to play. The place of 2 years. Thank you. I'm not coming to Sunday. People will think you're doing glory. Yeah, I catch you. I want you. I am busy. Nonsense. That is not coming to God. Hallelujah. That's what we're doing. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Hallelujah. If any of you having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints. Do you know that the saints shall touch the world? I mean the law shall be touched by you. Are you unworthy to touch the smallest matter? He's talking to the church. Can't you judge it? Hallelujah. If then ye have judgment of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are little still in the church. They have speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a white man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between this man. But brother quench to law. And that before the unbelievers, now therefore, is utterly a fault amongst you. Is it also in what they are building?
Yes, sir.
Is there a fault in what they are building?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Take note of this verse. They will say, because ye go to law with one another, why do ye not rather take wrong? Why do ye not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Nay, ye do wrong and defraud, and your parents. Did you see that? Take note of verse 7. This is against what the world teaches. The world will teach you fight for your rights or nonsense. However, was he not the envy? Let's call the FCC. Was he not the envy? Was he not the king leader? Was she not Mrs. Pink? That's what the world will teach you. That's not what God will teach you. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
You now call his company, he's into logistics. He's on. So he was about to deliver within 2 days. 1 week they did not deliver. He's your pastor in trouble. Tell me to visit pastor, how they not deliver? I don't know. I don't want wrong with the biker. And wow. So we thought we now went to meet some other brethren. You don't understand this kind of thing. Well, now, if I ever do business with pastor, nonsense. Now delay for that. Now I'm going to call lawyer. Please, let me lie to him. That is what the world teaches. Amen. Somebody wrongs you. And you are taking crutches. Be careful. That is not what you are supposed to be doing. You think nobody is looking, but people are watching. Because whatever thing you do is an example to people. I've seen ministries scatter because of Christ. In fact, between husband and wife,
without God's favor. Today as I speak to you, both the husband and the wife are not in ministry. They are not in ministry. Everything shattered. After that issue was going on, they were still forming paparazzi, they were still doing ministry. I need to know that. The greatest fracture. Why? It was built on crutches. The fact that they were doing, one is trying to outshine the other, another is trying to outshine. But that's what they begin to do. No. Crutches. Crutches will bring competition. You can't be building effectively. Glory to God. Glory to God. Paul says in verse 7, as against what the world teaches, he says, amongst brethren, you can decide to be at fault. Rather than fight for your rights. That is working in the spirit. Never pass off! He was the one that said it first. You don't need that nonsense. That's where the devil wants you to be. He's the one that said, he's the one that should be telling himself, no, I will not take it back. I will not take it back. You are behaving like the devil. When you are going around saying, who is fighting me? No, I'm just saying my mind. I'm just saying my mind. That is the devil. Look at the kind of strength you use. I'm just saying my mind. I'm just saying my mind. My mind. The devil has got an estate on your brain. Why don't you speak up? Okay. Sorry. Why don't you speak up? I'm sorry. Don't allow him to see it. He's happening. He said, see, I'm paying, but I'm sorry. You know, if you are to prove it, the only thing is that you are not the one at fault, but take the fault. Don't worry, I'm at fault. I'm sorry. That's the point. He said, why not just be before them? I might also be before them. They will not take it. I will not. No. After you are done. All your strength is gone. I will not. I will not say what. I will not say what. There's something is wrong with your brain. I will not say what. No. I will not. I will not. I will never say never. I will fight it with my blood. 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 That is the word. Amen. But what about taking the blame? What about taking the blame? I didn't say I'm weak. No. You're walking in the spirit. Don't worry. Let it just go. Hallelujah. Just let it go. Sometimes you just have to allow some things go. According to some of the pastors last night, I told them I was going to talk about this today. Follow my notes. Alright. I told you. There are sometimes you just allow things go. Why? Because forgiveness. It's you. It heals you. Hallelujah. It heals you. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
It heals you. I remember that story. My pastor Shebu told me one time that they were preparing for a convention, a believers meeting, long time ago. So something that happened among the workers, the planning, the workers are planning. So they had some disagreement. Just at that point where they are planning, they just said that I can just bring one day. And some people just become very gullible at that point. Why? Because you're overstretched trying to arrange things. You can't become so gullible. Who has bring their copies? I think I'm doing it
in the language.
We're going to be talking to someone and do something easy. We look at easy now and say, you know what I mean? That's the very little thing that I think about. It's not like you're just talking to the person.
There's something
about
that.
No, right. I don't like something just talking to me. Please don't just mind myself now. Let's just have this meeting and let everybody go ahead.
You know, that is soft. You think
the type of
go without
that person, you are not going to minister. minister to run another. Teaching your head. You know why? Chief business. You know why?
You know why?
See, sometimes it might be your mom that is moving. I want to talk to us tonight. You might have a human.
You have shot. See, because it's that person.
You have shot. In fact, sometimes when you are not coming to church, you are not avoiding the person.
Let me avoid this person. That I will minister tonight.
Because you have been doing it, God.
Yes.
You know, finally, maybe you are not to minister to the person. Even on that, you are not ministering to the person, but because you are hot, even in that person you are ministering to, because God substitutes the power of God. God is substitutes the power of God. You substitute the flow of the Spirit. There are people who are in because you came in the pastor and rebuked you, you are angry. Rejoice! Rejoice! Laugh!
It's anger.
What anger is?
Why did you just deal with it?
That's why you should come in. Amen. So that anger, that's it. Flow one another. Because that is God you are, automatically it shuts the flow of the Spirit. You are speaking in tongues, so no doubt. There's grudge. Paul says you are like a what? Empty sound.
What will I be telling you now?
Okay.
You are just looking at the person. You think you are connecting to any flow. There is no flow, come. The flow has quenched. You're just there. Slowly. Okay. Two to four. I see. You are seeing nothing. Between you yourself and God, you are lying. You have got it. You have not seen again. By lying in the Holy Ghost meeting. Liar. Liar! Hope you are following me. So, Pastor Shegu shared with us of a meeting. So, there was that grudge among some people. So, the leaders, they had that grudge. So, they now had their convention. When they were done, they were taking stock. People didn't feel, they didn't receive, they were not, that, there was no, that impact. But you know what? Those who came for the meeting, who they invited, when they were to talk about the meeting, we're talking about glorious time. Ah! We received. But they that organized the meeting, they received nothing. Why? It was grudge. That person said to you, you shall mount, you shall go. You know what I mean? I'm going to receive me. I know say you are the rising and the fight, so you don't tell me nothing. You will not be able to receive that. There's grudge. Hope you're following me.
Yes, sir.
That is grudge. You can't receive in such circumstances. Hallelujah. Remember, we are sufficient by association. Learn forgiveness. Never allow grudge stay among yourselves. Never! See, don't let me hear it. I must not hear it because you don't like me. I'm telling you. Rather I'm teaching you. You will not. I'm telling you. What I will tell you, you don't like. Hallelujah. Don't allow it to stay. Hey! See that. Don't allow it to stay. God says, it heals you first. Hallelujah. It heals. Allow it go. Hallelujah. Learn forgiveness. I'm saying it to you as leaders. You can't be leaders in church. You are teaching people forgiveness and you can't learn forgiveness. See, I'm not talking about forgiveness. Like they are forgiving you and they are forgiving you. 2 years after, you're not remembering. You're not remembering it. That was that not what you did last 2 years? Should I even tell you the 24th of September 2023. That's not what you did. I beg your. I know again, by 2029 you still do it again. Ah! You are even prophesying what the person will do. And I will remember you this time at 2023. Come on now. Some people have diary of people's sin. It doesn't have to be in a paper. It's in your heart. No, let it go. See, let me tell you something. Let's say this always. If I tell anybody I forgive you, if you bring it up after 1 week, I can't remember. And a lot of times people think I'm lying, but I'm not. I have too many things to think about to be keeping growth. I might remember you did me wrong, but I might not be able to tell you the details. I'm allowed it to go. Steps of my mind. And if it takes long, if you remind me, I'll tell you I can't remember. Hey, people that are close to me will tell you, I can't remember. Sorry, I can't. Are you sure? In fact, Kubi was telling me something yesterday. He was trying to draw my attention to something that happened yesterday. I can't remember it! Not a joke. I was just nodding my head and see that I didn't remember. I didn't remember it at all. I don't know how to keep such things. I'm a pastor. Hallelujah. I don't know how to. Please, I don't. That should be what you are emulating. Hallelujah. I'm telling you the truth. Hallelujah. That should be what you are emulating. Learn forgiveness. Okay. I still have time. Why? Because in forgiveness will mirror God. In how we forgive others. We mirror God in how we forgive others. Matthew chapter 6. Jesus will say, forgive our debts, so we'll forgive others who trespass against us. That means how we forgive people that trespass against us, we are mirroring Christ's forgiveness. We are preachers of forgiveness. The message of the kingdom, the message of God's forgiveness. So these two must learn to live in forgiveness. I'm talking to you, I'm also reminding myself. I'm talking to myself also. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should learn to forgive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Remember, in building, we are building men. To be saved and to grow. To be saved and to grow. So we do it by examples. We mirror God. That's why Paul can say, imitate me even as I imitate Christ. Follow me even as I follow Christ. Because you are supposed to set an example. An example. Hallelujah. Let's see something in Galatians 4 again. Galatians 4. I'm thinking of pushing it to the last session, but I don't want to jam-pack the last session. Let's look at Galatians 4. Don't jam-pack it. Galatians 4:19 again. It says, my little children, of whom I travail in birth, again unto Christ be formed in you. Hallelujah. So they use the word, my little children, I travail. Yeah. Travail is used to show a struggle. A struggle. Both in getting them saved and ensuring that they grow spiritually. Therefore, it shows you growth. Growth doesn't just come. Growth doesn't just happen. Men don't just grow. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone have to do things to make men grow. Someone has to stand in the gap to make men grow. Hallelujah. And standing in the gap is part of the building process. that brings about men and brings about growth. Standing in the gap is part of the building process that brings about men and brings about growth. Jesus shows us that pattern. Travail. It shows a struggle. It can also mean prayer. Jesus shows us that pattern. And we're looking at that in church. We'll continue that tomorrow in church. But let's see a few things that we might not see in church that we need yet. Remember I told us in church that there are some things I'm going to say along prayer in workers' convention. Right? Did I tell you? I did. And that's what we're looking. Jesus looking at rather. Jesus shows us that pattern. Look at Luke 6:12. It says, and it came to pass in those days that he went out to a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called him and he called unto him his disciples. And of them he chose 12, whom they named apostles. Did you see that? He chose 12. So Jesus wanted to choose his disciples. What did he do? He was praying. He was praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was going to the cross. Here's what he said to Peter, one of his disciples in Luke 22. Look at what he said to Peter. Before he prayed, Luke 22, verses 31. Look at what he said there. He said, and the Lord says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I've done what? I've done what? Did I stand? I stand in the gap. I pray for you. I pray for you. Ministry is about praying for men. Ministry is about praying for men. Now I'm praying for men. He was about going to the cross again. He prayed. Bible says his blood was as drop of blood. His sweat was as drop of blood. In verses 42. Hallelujah. 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 That's how verse 44. His blood was as drop of blood. Ministries are praying for men. In a place of prayer, you are seeing them turn out well. You are seeing them turn out well. Men, Luke 81, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men ought always to pray and not to lose heart, not to turn out badly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Want to see growth among your members. The pulpit of prayer. Michael. The reason why you are here today, I want to use you as an example. The reason why you are here today is because someone is praying for you. The reason why you are doing the word of God today, knowing scripture today the way you are knowing it. The reason why you are living this life of God is because someone is praying for you. One is standing in the gap for you. Amen. Someone is ensuring in a place of prayer and in a place of pastoring that you don't turn out badly. That is what pastoring is about. Hallelujah. Pastoring is not about having cars. Pastoring is not about, it's good to have cars, but pastoring is not about having cars. Pastoring is not about having time. Even if it's good to have time, but pastoring is not about having time. See, you are hearing me. Pastoring is not about having a good job. Even if it's good to have good jobs, have make money, but it's not about money. Pastoring is about men. Ensuring that they turn out well. Being a worker is not about money. It's not about pay. It's about ensuring that men turn out well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. About men turning out well. And how women turn out well, that they grow in the knowledge of God. That Christ is formed in them. Hallelujah. So Paul will say, I chive. Why? Because that man has his will. That man has his desire. And I'll have to stand in the gap for him. So because of his desire and his will, and God is not going to override his desire and his will, we're going to pray. And we are praying. What are we doing? We are praying to the end. Hallelujah. That God will set up circumstances around him that will make his desires to be aligned with God's will. Hallelujah. So we are praying. God will not just take over someone's will, no. But prayer gives God an enabling ground. Hallelujah. Things will turn out well. So prayer is to the end that you see men turn out well. You see them in the place of prayer turn out well. Hallelujah. Therefore, if I'm praying for men, that they turn out well. I'm going to watch my speech about them. I'm getting them. So you cannot say you are effective in partnering with God and you aren't praying. No, you are ineffective. You must be a man, a woman of prayer. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayer is first seeing men turn out well. You have to see men that they turn out well. That's what prayer is about. Prayer shows you trust in God's building plan. When you pray, you should have said, Lord, I trust in your building plan. And this one will turn out right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch the book of Acts. The apostles, they are full of prayers. This is because you cannot effectively partner with the Lord in what he's doing and you are not praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you're not praying. How? You cannot trust God in what he's doing outside prayer. You must be a man of prayer. Colossians 4:12. Look at Colossians 4:12. It says here, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you. Always laboring fervently for you in prayer. Did you see that? That you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. You cannot say you are effective in ministry, in the work of God. I am not standing in the gap for the man God has committed to your trust. Epaphras is an example of a believer who is standing in the gap for others. He's an example of a believer who is trusting in God's building plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. How you pray to tell you that you trust in God's building plan. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So you are praying that men turn out well. Sometimes you are praying and you are not seeing it physically. The person is still doing what he is doing. No, don't stop praying. You keep praying. Hallelujah. You keep praying. You keep teaching. You keep praying. I'm going to say that in the last session. You keep praying. You keep teaching. You keep praying. You keep teaching. You keep praying. You don't stop. Even when it doesn't turn out right, you keep praying again. Hallelujah. You don't stop. There's no time to stop. There is no break. There is no stopping. Hallelujah. You keep praying. Hallelujah. Am I told you? What must be going on in the temple? Prayer. You don't stop it, you keep praying. You keep praying! Hallelujah. You keep praying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't say you are praying for a man for groups. I begin to close here. And you are found speaking otherwise. You say you are praying for them for groups. And you are gossiping about them. I don't have such time. One way I know you're not praying for people is when I find you gossiping about them. I'm teaching the Christian prayer ministry in church. So I'll deal with some of those things too. But I'm dealing with pastors now. Leaders now. Workers now. You cannot say you are praying for someone for them to turn out well. And you're always talking wrong. No. Hallelujah. Always gossiping them. Same thing too. You are praying for your pastor and you are gossiping your pastor. You have just by yourself, you have zeroed your prayer. You have said everything you prayed about is ineffective. You are saying it's 2 hours you prayed. It means nothing. Hallelujah. Your words must align with your prayer. You must speak what you prayed for. You must say out what you prayed for to them, to people about them. Hallelujah. They are not turning bad. They are not turning out bad. Hallelujah. They are a bundle of God's armies making things happen in the earth. They are winning souls. They are prayer band, fire band. Amen.
Lord, I don't know this one, Lord God. I don't know. I don't mind.
No! They are fire brands. Even if they don't look it, but you say they are fire brands. Well, because that's what you are praying for. They are fire brands. They are prayer machines. They are prayer men. They are men full of prayer. Oh yes. Yes. They have abandoned unto good works. They have found in the master's work. Your word is in line with your prayer. Not your word is far from your prayer. Must be in line. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. So what you are praying for must show in your words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prayer. Because you know, the reason why they are doing what they do, many times because of external forces. What they have been exposed to in the natural, many times. Hallelujah. And you know there's nothing like natural. Hallelujah. The Bible says the spirit that now walk in the train of disobedience. But they are engaging in things in the natural. So prayer is as you walk. That is how you war. I put my notes. Prayer is how you war with interference of this life. How you war. You are warring for them. Hallelujah. To the end that they too will grow to war too for others. Did you see that? Did you see that? You are building God's virtues, God's character in them, that they too will grow to building others and building others and others to building others. Like that we are reaching men. Hallelujah. 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 So prayer is how you war with interference in this life. In their lives. Prayer is warfare. Warfare. To wage with that which is contending with God's word that you are teaching. So you are waging with it. You are waging with it. Hallelujah. We are people of prayer. We are people of prayer. We are people of prayer. I am a person of prayer. We are people of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's thank God. Let's be on our feet. We are people of prayer. Let's be on our feet. You know, we're going to thank God, but I want to lead us into how we get into the next section. When it's time for the next section, we're going to pray for the names of the people we are discipling. Hallelujah. But pray to the end that they turn out well. Hallelujah. They turn out effective. I'm laying that precept for the next session. That they turn out effective. They turn out well. in the walk of ministry. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Let's thank the Lord. Let's thank him.